Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Sliding in the blind snow, scratching with flannel all winter long. Four-wheel drive in 20 below, ain't no stopping, don't need no road. Sitting by a hole in the lake with a fishing pole. It starts getting dark a little after four. When we hit the bar, good old country boys, gonna get a little bit crazy. Minnesota grown, born and raised, living in the country, we got it made. The place I'd rather call home, Minnesota. By golly, yeah, for sure. Dog riding, shotgun breathing in the clean air. Head out the window, checking for deer. Spinning my wheels in the parking lot. Plowing on my buddy's truck, don't stop. EOT. Getting dark a little and before. That's when we hit the bar, good old country boys. Gonna get a little bit crazy. Minnesota grown, born and raised. Living in the country, we got it made. Place I'd rather call home, Minnesota. Put a fiddle in the middle. You can take your city, I tell you where to go. I've been living on the back road. That's my home. Minnesota grown, born and raised. Living in the country, we got it made. The place I'd rather call home, Minnesota grown. Minnesota grown. I'm Minnesota grown. Minnesota grown.
Well, I don't know much about him, but we're communicating on Facebook and by email. By the way, our email address is minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. And his name is Brian Wallstead. He's from down Moorhead, Minnesota way. And checking his Facebook page, this is what I love about Facebook, because this mutual friend thing. We have one mutual friend, Brian, if you're listening. It's Jed Brazier, who graduated with my son, Brian, here in Lincoln High in Thief River Falls. And his parents are good friends of ours. And Jed is a very creative young man. He's into film and... I don't know, Jed, if you've written that or completed that first screenplay, but we wish you all the luck, and we miss you. We haven't seen you in a while. Brian Wallstead, Minnesota grown. That could have kind of a double meaning, huh? Here's a gentleman I heard down at Ginkgo's Coffee Shop early last year. His name is Ben Hogensen, a fine guitar player. And this is a fine song titled Exit 12 to Moscow.
Exit 12 to Moscow, south of Portal Lane, Highway 95, in a gentle rain, sipping from a thermos, simmering my mind, following the roads, interpreting the signs. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forest disappears. Mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow. I drive a stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Well, to Moscow, there's not a lot to do. I'm tired of cafes, and I'm not a man for booze. One day I'd like to marry, realign my life. It's hard to find a friend, how can I find a wife? Exit 12 to Moscow, the forest disappear. The prairies open up, mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow. I drive the stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Pilots spray the crops to increase yields. Bound to feed the nation, every hungry soul. Bound to feed this man who's wandering alone. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forest disappear. The prairies open up, mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive the stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home. Are growing deep and pushing me aside. It's no place for a stranger without a family. But no matter where I live, I always want to leave. Exit 12 to Moscow, the forests disappear. The prairies open up, the mountains flatten out. Exit 12 to Moscow, I drive the stretch alone. It's just another place I cannot call my home.
His music ranges from gentle folk fingerstyle balladry to, which that song was, to distorted electric guitar leads conveying a sense of desperate failure and hard-won success. You can find him at benhoganson.com. That's H-O-G-A-N-S-O-N. Well, I'm in the mood for a Nigel Egg tune. Let's see. Which one should it be? Oh, my favorite. Well, one of my two favorites. Here's Nigel Egg with You Can't Sing the Blues with an English Accent.
Can't sing the blues with an English accent. You sound like a complete arsehole, actually, even if you do know the words to all 30 Robert Johnson songs. It's a language that we all share, but the credibility just isn't there. Can't sing the blues with an English accent. You can't sing the blues with a name like Nigel. It's too white, too social climber. Mick Jagger in their name.
Tavern at the end of this shadow street, where our hearts go and broken in two. There is initials of someone with my name and a picture of you. Will pardon me if I hold out my hand to you with a postcard that I never sent to a lover who's lost in the twilight. A social pretense. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Well, there's a wolf that's loose tonight in the Shanghai fields, and she's wearing a gingham disguise. She will trade your heart for a penny chain and bid you on the street where the smoke never clears. There's a lover still lost in the twilight for so many years. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain.
That's off a CD titled Blue Guitar Highway, a 17-song compilation representing his 30 years of recording. Paul Metzeff, a Minnesota star. Well, what in the heck happened to Nigel's song? Nigel, if you're listening, I'm really, really sorry. And I think it had something to do with about a quarter inch being a quarter inch too far to the left with that darn mouse. I'm going to make that up to you, Nigel. And before I do, I'd like to tell people a little bit about you. He grew up in a town about 120 kilometers straight east of London, about as close to France as you can get. It's called Ramsgate, and he immigrated to the United States in the early 70s, worked his entire adult life, is now retired, and has hit the musical road full-time. Nigel, again, I'm terribly sorry. So unprofessional of me. We're going to play it again. Here's You Can't Sing the Blues with an English accent.
Can't sing the blues with an English accent. You sound like a complete arsehole, actually, even if you do know the words to all 30 Robert Johnson songs. It's a language that we all share, but the credibility just isn't there. Can't sing the blues with an English accent. You can't sing the blues with a name like Nigel. It's too white, too social climber. Mick Jagger never let anyone call him Nigel. It's a crying bloody shame. I don't have a bluesy name. And you can't sing the blues with an English accent. But the English get the blues just like the Mississippi's do. And we have to let it out, just let it rip. It's a real bugger, isn't it? You get the blues, but if you sing it, you sound like Harry Potter or Prince Charles with a stiff upper lip. Thank you. Jack Strand on guitar. Thanks, Bobby. You know, it's true. You can't sing the blues with an English accent. So I'll become African-American. It's what all the other English rockers used to do. Yeah, I'll take some John Lee hooking lessons. How, how, how. Till I start a Hollywood confessing. And save the accent for my Jimmy Kimmel interview. Cause you can't sing the blues with an English accent.
There, all 4 minutes and 35 seconds. Nigel, you are a brilliant writer, and it's awfully nice that they allow people like you to run loose. I love it. Robert Johnson's mentioned in there, something I didn't know after reading this book about Woodstock. They mentioned him. He died at the age of 21, is all. Couldn't believe it. He was an American blues singer and musician, and made some landmark recordings from 1936 to 37, and displayed a combination of singing, guitar skills, and songwriting talent that has influenced later generations of musicians, including Nigel Egg and Eric Clapton. Well, up next, here's Duluth North Shore singer Barbara Jean from her Great Escape CD. This is titled The River on MHB.
And the sky is There's a feeling of doubt. Somehow things work out through faith from above. If you feel helpless and fear, and it just isn't clear, let your heart feel the love. Somehow it happens, you're not alone. Someone comes to you, makes you their home, lifting your spirit when you feel low. You're someone special, this you will know. If you're afraid of the night, there will come candlelight from someone above. If you will open your mind, it is then you will find the beauty of love. Gently it hits you, you're not alone. You sense a feeling from the unknown. With every moment, soft winds will blow. You're someone special, this you will know. Someone has touched you, making it known, reaching within you, loving you so. You're someone special, this you will know. So if there is darkness and pain, and the sun turns to rain, there is hope from above. And if you should feel the fear, there is somebody here giving you love. You will get help from above. Feel the joy of God's love.
His band Monarch ruled the north suburbs of the Twin Cities back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and Bob tells me that it's still playing today with other members. He's been writing songs since sixth grade. That was Bob Muscovitz with Someone Special. Very heartfelt tune there, Bob. Keep writing them and keep sending them my way. And oh, if you want to send your music, go to the Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show Facebook page, click on About, that's where you learn all about it. Here's a young gal who's in high school still. She's down in the St. Cloud area. Her name is Kathy Congloth. This is the tune titled If You Really on Homebrew.
Cover my face with your arms. painted in the sheets. I want your hands over me. And if you really wanted to, I'd instantaneously marry you. If you really wanted to, sing to my cake. Oh, bunny, your love makes my body shake. Makes my body shake. Keep whispering in my ear. I want your voice as close as it can. Each other's lips. Oh, baby, tease me with that smile. And if you really wanted to, I'd instantaneously marry you. If you really wanted to, instantaneously marry you. If you really wanted to.
It's Kathy Congloth. If you really have a feeling, that may be Doug Milloway playing some instruments and singing in the background, a man who mentors many young people down in the Avon, St. Cloud area. Hats off to you, Doug. Oh, I tell you, my heart's palpitating after that song. There were some pretty racy lines in there. Got me thinking of a tune of mine that kind of does the same thing. Now, the first hour I sang about the ultimate love song. And this is a song that further explains what it takes to have a good relationship. If I didn't know you and you didn't know me, we'd get along most famously, and I wouldn't ever get into trouble if I forgot to shave and I had a little stubble. And when we'd order pizza, we'd never grapple. You'd try my sausage and I your pineapple. We'd just pile on the toppings and pop it in the oven, clear off the table and have us some love. And if I didn't know you and you didn't know me, baby, we could have us some intimacy. Well, we wouldn't know the sex, the kisses and hugs, to getting our rest or in enhancement drugs. We'd readily say when it comes to affection, the secret's clearly in the disconnection. If I didn't know you and you didn't know me, baby, we could have us some intimacy. It's the truth. We're free to breed like rabbits. So says Dr. Freud. Sexual insecurity is finally null and void. So if I run through the streets in my Speedo, I'm innocent. Arrest my libido, so stay with me now. Perfectly unmatched, we'll live in bliss with our hearts detached and don't have a hissy fit or throw in the towel. I'm just friends with that blow-up doll. If I didn't know you and you didn't know me, baby, we could have some intimacy. Some intimacy. Some intimacy. We could be real close, honey. Some intimacy. There, that's a secret to a good relationship. Up next, Mike Munson with Over Now here on Minnesota Homebrew. Mike Munson. I believe Mike's from the Moorhead, Minnesota area. And you're listening, of course, to Minnesota Homebrew from the Arctic of Northwest Minnesota. We started the night out with a song by this young lady, Jasper Lepak, and we're going to play another song right now. She lived from 2009 to 2011 in Durban, South Africa, where her music met with enthusiasm. And now, as we mentioned, she resides in Seattle. Oh, you are such a lucky, lucky gal, Jasper, because there must be at least a bazillion coffee houses there in that Seattle area to play at. But Jasper is coming back to Minnesota. She'll be playing at the Olcott Greenhouse in Virginia on Sunday, February 23rd, at the Astor Cafe in Minneapolis on Friday, February 28th, and at C4 in Rochester on Saturday, March 1st. Here's Nothing to Dream by Jasper Lipek.
Nothing's clean in this nowhere town. Nothing to hear but an empty sound. Snow is falling soft on a dirty ground. Nothing to dream. Nothing to dream. Just a cigarette and a coffee stain. Dull gray light through the window pane. Morning comes, always the same. Nothing to say. Nothing to say. Time moves on, slow like a wheel, fast like a fire, past what you feel. Dreams die slow, and you don't even know how you let them fall so far behind. Is rising from my hands, but me and my coffee ain't making plans. Those days are gone, we understand. Nothing to dream. Nothing to dream. A bird flies by, a morning dove. Maybe if I'd been shown just a little more love, just a little more love, maybe I'd fly away. Maybe I'd fly away to where the sun rises like a big red ball, to where the clouds are clear and I am here still standing tall. Can't keep the heat inside these walls. Nothing to dream. Nothing to dream. Time moves on, slow like a wheel, fast like a fire, past what you feel. Dreams die slow, and you don't even know how you let them fall so far behind. Wrong, that face ain't mine. Who's that staring back through those worried lines? I used to be so beautiful and bright. Now I'm nothing to see. Nothing to see. Never did what I wanted to. Never made my big debut. Thought I had just a little more time. But time left me behind. Cause time moves on, slow like a wheel, fast like a fire, past what you feel. Dreams die slow, and you don't even know how you let them fall so far behind.
fast like a fire, that's what you feel. Dreams die slow, and you don't even know how you let them fall so far behind, so far behind.
Hey, Jasper Lee Peck. Jasper, if you're listening, you have to let us know at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com when you'll be passing through here next, like if you're coming through in July, August, because we have a singer-songwriter event, and we'd love to have you play. So we'll keep in touch. Hey, we haven't heard from Actual Wolf in a while, but he sent us his new self-titled CD this last week, and here's a song from it titled Little Girl.
Proud to admit that I was wrong. gonna make this thing last. Gotta keep walking, gotta keep on talking, even after the honeymoon has passed. It will be uphill sometimes, I know, but this is how we'll learn. If I get lost sometimes, be patient and I will return. 'Cause I am learning, I am learning how to get around. To keep from falling, to keep from falling, keep this feeling sound.
That's Feeling Sound off his Dragonfly CD, which was put out in 2003, but sounds really current. That's Eric Addington. I think I may have mentioned he's from Moorhead earlier. I think he's actually from the Twin City area, but who knows? I get so mixed up. Here's Sonny Johnson from Bemidji, Minnesota, 20-year-old blues singer with Shake My Soul.
How you shake my soul when you move like that, you see. You don't know what you do to me, 'cause I just need your love in my life. And I just need your love to feel alright. Your touch is killing me. Oh, please just let me be. No words, not a sound. This club is bringing me down, so I just need your love in my life. And I just need your love to feel alright. These eyes are playing tricks. It's yours at the swing of your hips. I don't care where we go, but I just can't take no more, 'cause I just need your love in my life. And I just need your love to feel alright. How you shake my soul when you move like that, you see. You know what you do to me, 'cause I just need your love in my life. And I just need your love to feel alright. And I just need your love in my life. And I just need your love to feel alright.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be back again next Thursday for another live version of Minnesota Homebrew, God willing. We end the show with a tune from the 60s. Here's The Messengers, the first rock and roll band from Winona, Minnesota. Members Roy Berger on rhythm guitar and vocals, Greg Bambenek on lead guitar, Chip Anderson on keyboards, and Greg Jurassic on bass. This song's called My Baby. It was written by Berger and Jurassic back in 1965. See you next week.
Together.